7. They're under pressure.
We come to you, and O God, knowing that thou art our only King.
You're listening to the program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with Brother Yasser Ibrahim.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Dear brothers and sisters, welcome to another episode of Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with me, Brother Yasser Ibrahim. One of the important teachings of religion is the teaching of life after death. And one of the most important phenomena that we see in the world today is the phenomena of death. It is this particular event or happening, occurrence that, depending on a person's worldview, either gives meaning to life or kind of makes life meaningless. Why? Because people know, people see that this particular life that I have in this material world will come to an end. It may take 50 years, it may take 60 years, it may even be 2,000 years. But the reality is that one day I will leave this temporal world, and I do not know what will happen afterwards. That is a scary thing. Some people don't even consider it. They're like, no, whatever happens, happens. They come with all different types of, you know, fantastic fantasies of what will happen in the hereafter or life after death. Or even someone said there's nothing after death. It is just this life and that is it. Nothing will happen. However, this is not what religion tells us. Any religion, especially the Abrahamic faith, the divine religion, and especially Islam, emphasize the teachings of life after death and what will happen beyond it. So inshallah, the book that we would like to introduce to our dear brothers and sisters is based on the subject of death. And hopefully inshallah, we will speak a bit more about the book in our next segment. So please stay tuned.
Why do we read books in the first place? What are books good for?
We read books because we don't want to reinvent the wheel, if you will.
We'd better take advantage of human cultural and intellectual heritage, particularly related to our daily activities, such as our physical, mental, spiritual, or even religious health.
We can't ignore the past thoughts and experiences. To do so, we need to boost our bookshelf.
Welcome back, dear brothers and sisters, to our program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio. So the book that we would like to introduce to our dear brothers and sisters on this episode is titled Towards Eternal Life. The book was written by Sheikh Muhammad Saeed Bahmanpour and translated by Brother Abbas Jafar. The book was published by the World Federation of Khwaja Shaykhna Ashari Muslim Communities in London, the United Kingdom. It was first published in the year 2016. So this book, as mentioned previously, deals with the concept of death. And the title is a very beautiful title, Towards Eternal Life. And that it tries to show that this particular segment of our existence in this physical plane is not the end all. It is not the everything. It is not the objective. Rather, there is something higher, something greater than which we have been put in this earth for. That the pleasures of this earth that are fleeting, that are, you know, unstable. And we ourselves acknowledge that. Why? One of the reasons how we acknowledge that the pleasures of this world are unstable is that we're always seeking something new. However, if we find something that is stable, something that is fixed, something that is constant, then obviously there's no need to change. Anyway, that's another discussion for the philosophers. So anyway, this book is broken down, or rather is a section into 5 chapters. Each chapter dealing with a specific portion of the discussion of the life after death or the hereafter. So the first chapter deals with death, and in it, for example, it discusses how death takes place, the imaginal realm after death. Also, one of the important things here is the ontological view or the worldview or how a person sees existence. Being from a religious point of view, the world is not plainly only the physical realm, obviously, and this book and that particular chapter aims to show that. The second chapter deals with what is known as barzakh, the intermediate realm, or what is known as purgatory in some of the other religions, and so on and so forth. And then it deals with some of the things that will happen in a person's grave, obviously according to the traditions of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. Chapter 3 deals with the blowing of the trumpet, that is when everything will be completely destroyed. Chapter 4 deals with the day of judgment, and we will come and, you know, be given our judgment, and either our reward or our punishment will become manifest in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the last chapter, chapter 5, deals with eternity. This is one of the most difficult concepts to understand. What do we mean by eternity? Yes, we understand eternity, something that will last forever. What does it actually mean? What will happen? And obviously this concept of pleasure, this concept of sa'ada and felicity, and something being constant, something being immutable, something having, you know, always providing, is something very difficult for our minds to imagine. It is also something worthy of note that a lot of the symbols and the allegories that are made in the Holy Quran and in the Ahadith regarding death are a means by which we understand death properly, or why we can understand it. It is not necessary that the exact meaning of what has come is there. It may be something else, or a part of that, or an essence of that thing is something that is shown to us, but in reality it may be another, something completely different. Again, this is what some of the scholars have said. So anyway, inshallah, in our next segment, we will be reading a portion of this book for the benefit of our dear brothers and sisters. So please stay tuned.
Among the sacred texts we have received to help us understand where we came from and where we are going as a human race are most rich in helping us find our direction. They narrate stories of our past, but where have they brought us? Where are their messages now? Are we the people of belief, or have we become the people of the boxes? Is there wisdom trapped in our bookshelves? Bookshelves, bookshelves, bookshelves.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to our program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with me, Brother Yasir Ibrahim. The book that we have introduced in this episode is titled Towards Eternal Life. It was written by Brother Muhammad Saeed Bahmanpour and translated by Abbas Jafar and published by the World Federation in London, United Kingdom. So we are going to read from Chapter 2. Chapter 2, Barzakh, the intermediate realm, the entry of the soul into Barzakh. The soul's entry into Barzakh is in some ways similar to arriving in a new country and encountering a foreign culture. Everything appears strange and intriguing. It is a very disconcerting for the soul to observe the physical body that it was long accustomed to lie lifeless before it, while it itself remains healthy and vital in a new body. However, although it now occupies a new body, it cannot yet separate its identity from the lifeless corpse that remains before it. This fills it with both wonder and fear. In addition, the enhanced abilities of the imaginal body are initially very confusing for the soul. The new body is much lighter, suppler, and much more perceptive. The soul can now see and hear things that were imperceptible to it in the material world. The body has no sign of flesh and bones or nerves or a brain, yet the soul can feel and see and hear and sense. Its perceptive organs are made of materials and systems completely unfamiliar to it. It is like a newborn child, except that it has intelligence and is very aware of the world around it, a world that is so different from the one it has thus far experienced that it cannot fathom much of it at all. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that when we pass away, that we are able to truly understand where we are, and that these things that come in front of us are easy, and that our hand is taken by the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam and guided through all these difficulties and perceived, you know, dangers that lie in front of us. Inshallah, until next time. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
That was the program Bookshelf with Brother Yasir Ibrahim on RIB English Radio.
Thank you.